Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1 with Opel and the all-new Zero Emissions Corsa E with a range of up to 337 kilometres, it's simply electric. Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1 with Opel and the all-new Opel Grandland X PHEV, the power of an SUV, the intelligence of a hybrid, compromise nothing.
Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.
With a huge reduction in passenger numbers, there are growing fears for two of our biggest regional airports in Cork and Shannon, with Ryanair threatening to close their bases in both airports and uncertainty on when even a fraction of the pre-COVID flights can return. Some are now calling for stronger government action to maintain connectivity. Brian O'Connell joins us now from Cork Airport. And Brian, you spent time this week in both Cork and in Shannon airports. So firstly, can you describe Cork Airport for us? What's it like there?
Well, good morning, Claire. I've just stepped outside the terminal here. The public service announcements are quite loud. And I was here on Monday as well. On Monday, you had seven flights landed. Seven flights took off for the whole day. Today, I can tell you, three flights are landing, two flights are leaving. It's a fraction of the activity that would have been happening here in what was the second busiest airport in the country. Usually on a Monday, pre-COVID, they would have had 70 flights. The terminal here was a €160 million terminal, built to cater for 5 million passengers. They've seen just short of 3 million in recent years, but I have to say, in recent months, numbers have been down some 99% at certain times. So there's obviously a huge concern here. No one is pulling any punches in terms of the impact this is having. There's a real concern that connectivity, as you said, very hard fought for, that could be lost this winter, especially, for example, if Ryanair closed their bases here, and it could take a long time to get that business back. That's bad. It's bad not just for the aviation sector, it's bad for the wider economy as well.
And we can certainly tell that you're in the airport from the announcements happening behind you, Brian.
It's automated, so I can't tell them to turn it down, sorry.
Apart from Ryanair, though, some others have been issuing warnings too.
Yes, the former boss of Aer Lingus owner IAG, Willie Walsh, he said in an interview with Eurocontrol, the Irish government has adopted, in his view, one of the most extreme views on travel around Europe. He said it's effectively shut the island down, and he's predicted the airline industry is going to be smaller, it'll be more efficient in the future, but he said the industry is never going to get back to the way it was. He believes that stopping people travelling hasn't done anything, in his view, to stop the spread of COVID-19.
It's hard to believe we're in the state's second busiest international airport. Ordinarily, Monday mornings would normally be the busy of a start of a productive week. A lot of business commuters that would be domiciling Cork over the weekend. You can only see two passengers in a terminal of 30,000 square metres at the moment. Ordinarily, we're used to seeing, you know, this time of year, 7, 8, up to 10,000 passengers a day. We're lucky if we're seeing 750 today. And this is one of the busier days at the moment, and that's the impact COVID has had on our business. It's been absolutely decimated. It's sad to see so many closed outlets here, but all our food and beverage outlets are closed. The bank branch closed at the start of the pandemic. Even our currency exchange kiosk has closed. So,
well, you've got the threat of Ryanair hanging over you, where they could pull their planes from here. What would that mean?
If we're dependent on aircraft in other jurisdictions flying in here, then, you know, it could be a 10:30 arrival from London. It means, you know, an 11 o'clock departure to London. That's not going to be conducive for any of the business people that are flying, because they've lost half a day's business. Ryanair at the moment, you know, have continued to operate 24 services during the summer, and they're accounting at the moment for 81% of the what little business we do have. So a Ryanair decision to close the base would absolutely, you know, reduce us down to two flights per day maximum, which really, you know, would see us absolutely on our knees at that stage.
That's Kevin Cullinan there, who's head of communications at Cork Airport. And Brian, he was starkly outlining the current issues that face them there at Cork Airport. And given that it's so quiet there, have you had any luck getting passengers to talk to you about it?
Well, yes, as you said, just a handful of flights here in Cork Airport. Passengers fairly thin on the ground. I did speak to two groups, beginning with this man who had to travel to Sweden for work purposes. You're filling out, what is this, your health screening form?
It's a health screening form for when I land, just to check if you have any symptoms of the COVID-19.
It's a very strange feeling being in an airport like this on a Monday morning, isn't it?
Like a ghost town.
Where are you going to today?
My first stop is Amsterdam, and final destination then is Sweden. Last flight I was on to Switzerland, there was only 10 on the flight.
For you now, you have to take a flight for work, is that right?
Yeah.
And you have to quarantine then when you come back?
2 weeks.
2 weeks.
14 days. It's something that has to be done.
tough on you because obviously it's essential travel. I mean, you're not going on a jolly.
No, I'd prefer to be staying at home. Do you know?
Where are you off to, do you mind me asking?
We're off to Billund, through where? Amsterdam, to Denmark for work.
For work?
So, yeah, we've been out there.
Very strange, isn't it, being in an airport this quiet?
It is. We flew through Schiphol a couple of weeks ago and there was three flights on the board, which is strange, you know.
One of the busiest airports in Europe.
Yes,
yeah.
Without a doubt.
13:25 to Amsterdam, getting connection on, and you're going for work, back for work.
Yeah.
Had you to quarantine now and all that when you get back?
Yeah, the weekend.
Yeah, it's strange. It's strange, even meeting family and friends and stuff. It's hard to do. It's hard to do.
But I suppose good you got home.
Yeah.
Exactly, that's the main thing.
Felicity, and safe flight.
Perfect, thank you.
Enjoy the extra leg room.
So that's passengers at Cork Airport and fears there around how many services they can keep coming into the winter. You were also in Shannon this week, Brian, and again, it's a pretty bleak picture there.
It is, I'm afraid. And in Shannon, it's, you know, for a long time, it's been a vital connection point for transatlantic routes into Ireland and well-established links with London and connection onto elsewhere. They had two flights landing yesterday, two flights departing, that's for the whole day. Vast empty terminal, one cafe was open, everything else was shut. I mean, they've had tough times in Shannon over the years, the ending of the Shannon stopover, for example, uncertainty around the funding model. But the current crisis is by far the worst that chief executive of the Shannon Group, Mary Considine, has seen. She told me about this as we walked through the terminal building.
I've been here almost 30 years and never seen anything of the scale of this. I think this is the worst crisis in the history of aviation. All the indications are we're looking at a very slow recovery out to 2024. And that's very serious for us as an island nation so dependent on air connectivity.
And we're just walking through the airport. It's after midday. It's very quiet.
I suppose it's just typical of any day here now since the onset of the pandemic, because our passenger numbers have been down, you know, 96% initially during the early lockdown period. We'll be lucky to have 200 passengers arriving and departing here today, whereas this day last year we would have had 6,500 passengers. So today alone we'll be down about 97%.
And it's actually quite striking as I turned into Shannon, looking at the tarmac, how many planes are grounded.
And that's the real challenge. Those planes should be in the air. We're an open economy. We need air connectivity. We need, for business and tourism, we need airlines flying in out of the country.
Is there anything that can be done then to try and stop the hemorrhage, if you like?
By and large, there has been no direct support for the aviation industry. And as an island nation, we need a strong aviation industry.
And I suppose, is the worry that as we move through this pandemic and hopefully we get closer to a vaccine towards the end of next year, possibly, that if we don't protect what's here, that it's not going to come back?
That is a real concern for the airports outside of Dublin predominantly. Shannon services a significant tourism and business community. And when you lose those services, you can't take for granted that they're going to come back.
Mary Considine, Chief Executive of the Shannon Group, they're chatting to you, Brian, and there's been a lot of focus on the lack of flights and the airports themselves, but the impact on the wider region must be significant.
Well, in Cork at the moment, I'm looking here, there's one taxi parked here, so straight away you can see it's having an economic impact on people who depend on the airport for their livelihood. Shannon Airport, take Shannon for example, the estimates are the Shannon Group activities support about 46,000 jobs across that Midwest region. Workers in Shannon, as in Cork, are on reduced working hours. Some have had pay cuts, and many of them have had pay cuts imposed, a likelihood perhaps of redundancies. So they have borne significant impact of this virus already. Now, all eyes are on a pan-European approach to aviation, this traffic-like system which would allow for safe movement around Europe. Fianna Fáil Senator for Clare, Timmy Dooley, he's also the party spokesperson on transport, tourism and sport. He outlined what needs to happen politically, including his call for more government funding. But first he described what the terminal in Shannon was like yesterday.
It's just like a big warehouse. Shannon has gone through difficult times over the years, but nothing like this. I mean, it's a scary sight, actually. I mean, a lot of people talk about it, but they haven't seen it. It's like a car park for planes out there, and sadly, that's the situation, not just in other airports throughout Ireland, but right throughout the world, really.
So how do you solve it?
The first thing that has to happen, Europe has to get a coordinated approach to the free movement of people, recognising at the same time that you've got to reduce the spread of COVID. The European Commission are working on proposals which will be discussed by heads of state over the coming weeks, and hopefully, they're talking about a traffic light system based on the incidence of COVID in various countries that would trigger certain blocks if it goes above a certain threshold. The problem that airlines have at the minute is a lack of certainty. Different set of rules in Ireland to what might be in Belgium, to be in France, Germany. So there needs to be a standardisation. People are still going to be hesitant to fly, and there will be, it's recognised, there will be a very considerable reduction in traffic right throughout the world, probably into 2023-2024.
So state support?
Yeah, I mean targeted state support, but we have to look to our airports, particularly here in Shannon, and look at what are the critical routes for business and leisure. Those routes need to be protected. And, you know, Aer Lingus and other airlines have made it clear that, you know, if we don't move quickly, they'll move those aeroplanes to other routes in other parts of the world. They'll move aircraft. The state has funded airlines to provide key services from, you know, other regional airports in the past, whether it was from Donegal or Kerry in the past. In fact, I think there was a PSO on a Cork route at a stage. And we still have the principles of PSO support to the Aran Islands and elsewhere. So I think we're back to that kind of thinking again, because as you can see, there's absolutely nothing happening here.
So Senator Timmy Dooley there calling for more government intervention, Brian, but are his colleagues in Fianna Fáil listening? And to that end, you had a response from the Department of Transport.
Quite a lengthy response, Claire, but I'll just bring you, I suppose, the main aspects of that. They say that Ireland is broadly supporting this pan-European commission approach now. We expect movement on that on the 13th of October. They said as well, they outlined a number of different supports that the government has given to the aviation industry here. For example, in Shannon Airport, there's a €6 million emergency grant funding to try and complete the hold baggage screening project. I know in Cork, for example, a new runway needs to be built in the next 2 years. That's about €20 million. There's a new baggage area needs to be upgraded. That's another significant several million euro investment. So all those capital projects are going to have to continue. In the longer term, the government says it acknowledges this as the situation evolves, more interventions may be required. There is an aviation recovery task force report. Some of it has been implemented. They're examining the recommendations of that to see what else could be implemented there.
Brian, thank you very much for bringing us that report. Brian O'Connell reporting from Cork and Shannon airports. Coming up, we'll be speaking to the Minister for Education, Norma Foley.
Email todaycb@rte.ie.